up, what's up? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. This is a recap of Raising Kanan, Season 3, Episode 6, titled Into the Darkness. I got Kim. What's up, Kim?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, good, good. And I got Daron here. What's up, Daron?
Hey, everything's good, Eric. How you been?
I've been all right. Leon is here with us. What's up, Leon?
What's up, y'all?
Everybody have a good New Year?
Yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah. So, since we last spoke, a few people on Instagram, a few people may have thought that Unique wasn't dead. Kim, did you see the interview with Joey Badass on why his character left the show?
No. I read like the People article, like mm-hmm. that they had, but I haven't seen an actual interview. What platform was that on?
I don't know. It was just it might have been TMZ or somebody that like caught him outside or something. And he just mentioned that as a rap artist, he's about to go on tour. And mm-hmm. There was like a conflict between his schedules. So yeah. His character pretty much had to get written off.
Got you.
Okay.
That makes sense. I kind of figured it was like he had like a bigger opportunity somewhere else.
Right.
And then also seeing like how the storyline is kind of like evolving or pivoting, mm-hmm. like thinking about it, it's like, where would Unique fit in what's about to happen? So it makes sense that they would write him off and kind of pick up a new villain and move the story along that way.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think that the storyline would be this, let's say crazy ass Ronnie didn't come into the picture. You don't see them moving forward with Unique anyway? If there was no Ronnie, you don't see how the same story could be told with Unique in it?
You mean like Unique as still the villain? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I don't know let's just imagine he wasn't killed by Ronnie and the storyline was going as it was going. Was he still the villain technically though? I mean, him and Rock were friends, so was he an actual villain?
No, I definitely think they kind of, the way the character arc has been, they've kind of moved him away mm-hmm. from being a villain. I mean, obviously season one, he was the villain, but as time went on, I think they started to humanize him a little bit better. So I don't necessarily see him as the villain in this season,
mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying it makes sense to kill him off and then pivot the storyline. I think it still could exist with him still in the series, but you would just have to figure out
where what to stick role him. Right. He would play. I got you.
He didn't have a squad anymore. He didn't have a team.
Mm-hmm.
So where does he fit in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess it was just time for him to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sad, though, but it's got to be done. It's the third season. Like,
somebody's got to go.
Somebody's got to fall, yeah.
Right.
Major death got to happen.
Yeah.
So is that it for Pernessa? Do you think we'll see her again? Or is this it when we saw her pull a gun on Rock? And one thing about her that I didn't like is she was so quick to blame Rock for what happened to or what could have possibly happened to Unique. But when Rock said it may be Ronnie, she was like, no way, they're brothers. Like, come on, you gotta have some type of belief that Ronnie could do this. She was just so dismissive of it.
Yeah. I think we'll see her again. I don't think it's over. I think we'll see her again because I don't think she's going to let it go. You know, she wants to know where Nick is, and I think we'll definitely be seeing her again unless Ronnie kills her off or gets rid of her too.
I was thinking that maybe she would kill Ronnie. I mean, if Unique got killed off by essentially a cheap character we just met in Ronnie, I mean, big picture, he's probably not going to be that, but Ronnie, we've only seen him in 5 episodes before he took out Unique. I mean, what if Ronnie goes by, you know, Pernessa? I wouldn't be surprised, but it looks like Ronnie's just getting started.
Yeah,
I don't see Pernessa taking out Ronnie. I don't see it happening. I mean, she'll put up a good fight, but she's going to get murked.
Yeah, I don't really see her taking him out because he's getting ready to play a bigger role, I think.
Right, like he's definitely in the game now. She did try to come at him once when she saw him taking Unique's money and his jewelry. But, I mean, maybe she'll move out. Maybe she'll take her and Unique's kid and move out. There's no reason for her to still be living there right now with Ronnie being Ronnie. And I mean, he pushed her down. That's the least he could have done. So I think she should just take that and bounce. She shouldn't stick around any longer.
I agree.
So that was pretty much the last thing Ronnie had to do before he got on, was take Unique out the game. So he took Unique's jewelry and his money, and he brought it to Juliana. Now he's like officially in. And it looks like Kanan is in. That's kind of a big jump for me. What do you guys think about Kanan at being 16, maybe 17, the oldest, jumping from having these kids selling weed to now, you know, rubbing elbows with the drug dealing elites at a club, at a party?
I don't think it's too far-fetched, especially if this series or this story is supposed to, like, loosely mimic 50s life. Because mm-hmm. you start rolling with the big dogs, like, as a teenager.
Yeah.
And plus, if you think about it, Kanan's kind of implemented a new structure, you know, with the courier service. Mm-hmm. So I think they all see it as an opportunity. Like, you've already got the structure in place. Mm-hmm. All we need to do is give you the product. So I think that's why they're, you know, want to work with him.
Right. Do you think Paul has to be taken out of the picture for this Kanan business to succeed?
I think so.
Possibly, yeah. If he's causing problems, yeah. I mean, I know he confronted him about taking his couriers.
Yeah.
So I guess if he causes problems, yes. But if he just shuts the fuck up, maybe not. But I don't know.
He did try to get strong with him when he told him, you know.
I don't think you want to talk to me like that, bro. Huh? What are you gonna do? You gonna fight me at recess? I'm a grown man, Kanan. You're a fucking kid.
And I was waiting for him to say this. Told him he was 16. Like, you are a 16-year-old kid. Like, relax. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Ronnie was very close by. If somebody's going to take Paul out, I think it's gonna be Ronnie. But I agree with you, Kim. Like, if he just keeps his mouth shut, just keep your mouth shut. Maybe get some more of your own couriers. Let Kanan have what he has. And just take the money. Because at least he's still paying you. It's not like he took the couriers and, you know, you're out of money. Like, he's paying you. He's sending you off with drugs because you're ahead yourself. Like, you know, just stay low, man, and you'll stay alive.
Right. Yeah, as long as he chills, I think he's fine. But if he's causing problems.
Then, right.
Or tries to get, like, the authorities involved or something, then definitely he'll have to go.
Yeah. As Kanan gets deeper into the drug game, he's having less respect for his friend Famous. Their relationship is damn near damaged.
It's
and
it's strained right now.
It is. And Fame is not shy about how he is. He doesn't want to be in the drug game. He just wants to rap. And even though he's rapping about street shit, like, that's not really for him. And now that I think about it, when he killed Freddie out of fear. Freddie kept bullying him. And, you know, he was getting tired of being bullied and he didn't want to do it. This is not the life for Fame. So also, Kanan kicked him out of his own crib. He said, you got 5 minutes to be out of here. Like, how did y'all feel about that? That was kind of insane to me.
That was crazy. I was like, not you trying to kick him out of his own apartment. And then and the way Fame's face, like, everything that comes out of Kanan's mouth recently, yeah. If you just capture Fame's face, he cannot believe
he's who
his friend is turning into.
Right.
It's like his face is saying, who the fuck are you?
Right.
Like, I don't know you. Kanan is really, really starting to transition to big boy Kanan.
Right.
Monster Kanan.
Yeah, like, he's a bully at this point. And it's gonna get worse. I thought it was ridiculous, but I also thought, well, this is Kanan. Like, he's really settling into who we know Kanan to be.
Right. He's even brushing off Jukebox now. Like, their relationship looks like it's gonna be a little rocky right now. And they may have had the best from day one of raising Kanan. Jukebox and Kanan may have had the best relationship.
Yeah, I think it's just Kanan's just changing, and I don't think anybody's going to be rocking with it. And that's what's going to cause, you know, like the division, the strain of their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because Juke really wants to know, like, why are you not fucking with Fame? Like, she's right. really concerned about that.
Right.
And she didn't want to leave him at the party with those thugsters.
Correct. That's what she said. Yep.
So she already sees where this is going.
I'm looking at this shit right now, like while we're recording, and it's the scene where Kanan throws the bag at Fame and tells him, "You got 5 minutes." That's insane. How you kicking me out of my own crib? But I guess Fame doesn't have any money coming in, so Kanan probably is the one paying for it. But still, dog, like, this is my crib, man. Like, you can't do that. That's crazy.
Right.
So when Fame was laying his raps down, right? And obviously, we know that what he's rapping about. And Lou was telling him, yo, man, you got to put this shit in the music, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, you got to get it out. Do you guys think that he was doing that to help Fame musically? Or does he truly care about how Fame is doing mentally?
I think it was more musically, mentally, and personally. Because right now, Fame is in a dark place and he's going through it. And the only way that he can get himself out of that funk is through his music. So mm-hmm. he's really committed to his music this time around. And Lou is helping him get through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of agree.
Yeah, I think he cares.
Yeah, I agree. At first when I saw it, I'm like, oh, he just wants to get this music. Because, you know, Lou is on some Diddy shit. Just get the music done type shit, right? But then I watched it again, and the way it ended with him actually, with Lou going to Scrappy's mother, I'm like, yo, him and Lou and Fame are kind of going through the same thing. Like, they're holding in secrets about death that they've been involved with, and it's eating them up inside, and they have to tell somebody to make themselves feel a little bit better. So I actually think that Lou does want something better for Fame, and Lou and Fame are kind of one and the same. They both want to get out of the streets. They want to separate themselves from the bullshit. So I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, Lou and Fame's music situation like really took off and the two of them separated themselves from Raquel and Kanan completely, because Lou told, and was this Lou and Rock's first scene together since this season started, season three?
Yeah.
Because she never made it to his opening night at the bar for the music thing, because that's when the feds ran down on her and she had to get a lawyer. So I don't think they've shared a scene together up until this episode.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah, Lou doesn't want anything to do with her. And that scene, it looked like Rock went in there with intentions on consoling her brother and letting her know that she understands what he's doing and where he's at, but he just wanted to, once again, get his feelings out and let her know, look, I want nothing to do with you. You're the reason this happened. You're the reason that happened. Like, I'm done with you. I don't think if anybody stand out of the game, it's Lou. We already know that Rock's back in the game. We'll get to that. But it looks like Lou wants nothing to do with this at all.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, Lou is like, he doesn't want anything to do with Rock, but you could tell it hurts him.
Mm-hmm. And he's back to drinking.
It hurts him to be that way.
Right.
Towards her, because he really loves her, but right. He just can't. And I thought he was, now I guess we're seeing it, but I thought he was like slowly gonna let the alcohol thing go. But
right.
As long as his demons keep like triggering him, he's always gonna get drunk.
Yeah, he's right back to drinking. I agree with everything you just said. I thought he was done.
And hallucinating about his past.
Everything was good till his sister came back. Like, even when Marvin went and got the shot, when he was, I feel like this whole episode was about confessing, but when Marvin was venting to Lou in the bar, Shirley gave Lou a seltzer or like water or some shit. And he was fine with it. But then Rock just brought up everything. And then, you know, The liquor was in front of him, but he wasn't drinking it. She led him to drink it.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this Raising Canaan is about drugs. I don't think it's about drugs and music. So I'm not sure how long it's going to be for Lou and Fame, to be honest.
Yeah, it's looking bleak. It's giving, like we've said before, it's giving that Lou may not make it out this season. Like, I don't know. I feel like he may die this season.
I think so, too. But I think the music and the drugs is synonymous, Eric, especially mm-hmm. during this era.
Right.
Especially when there was drug dealers becoming rappers.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely
And true. All of them was funding it because, yo, that picture, they did a great job capturing that 90s picture. It looked like an old school, like, Supreme Team picture.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, at what point what was it smart to not take those type of pictures? Because that should annoy me.
when
you have to worry about like social media, like where would that picture be posted? It wouldn't be posted online.
Is this not around the time Frank Lucas was doing his thing?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's when people really stopped doing the flashy pictures. But you would be in Don Diva and like Feds magazine back then if you had a picture like this, and that's where they would know.
Oh, okay. Was there ever a picture in real life that 50 took with like the niggas he was running with?
Plenty.
50 was a kid taking pictures in front of like Mercedes, like I don't know, $80,000, $90,000 Mercedes Benzes and shit like that.
Yep, he had one of them same Supreme Team pictures.
Okay. I was wondering if it was like a kind of like a remake of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking the same.
The Burke situation looks like it's gone away. As of right now, it looks like Howard doesn't have to worry about that, but he has something new to worry about. But as far as a police officer dying of suicide, I don't know how common of a thing that was back in the early 90s, but what do you guys think about the fact that, you know, we haven't heard much about it? Do you want Howard to have to pay for that as a viewer, or you just want to move on and get to the next thing?
I think it's under the rug.
Yeah, they're always like bringing up resurfacing things. Like there's a whole scrap thing came back for this episode, so I don't think it's done, but
don't.
Personally, for me as a viewer, I don't want Detective Howard to go down for that, even though it was shitty. But we all know why he did it, to protect Kanan. So I don't really care to see Detective Howard get justice for that or be arrested or punished for that. But I don't think it's done.
Speaking of protecting Kanan, it's very clear to me now why Rock had the entire hood thinking that DEFCON was Kanan's father, because remember what Snaps and Pop said to him when he was at the party. Pop said, "You got your father's good looks," and then Snaps was like, "And his intelligence as well." Kanan wouldn't have been looked at the same way if everybody knew that Detective Howard was his father.
He wouldn't have been there.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. They wouldn't have invited him. They would have been like, "Yo, that dude is a cop son. Fuck him."
Do you guys think that other people outside the family will find that out? That Detective Howard, that a cop is Kanan's dad?
No. I don't think so. I think they'll definitely keep that, you know,
in-house. He sees Kanan's facial expression change.
Yeah, he was like, I'm really not DEFCON's son anymore.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yo, so this, when Marvin was in the park with Gerald, right? And the dude walked up to him and he said, "Tony Deep." That is going to come back. I think the feds are going to run down on Gerald. Now, Marvin did save Gerald from getting his ass whooped. So I don't think that Gerald will tell. But when he said that name and Marvin was like, "I have no idea who you're talking about," Gerald said, repeated the name. It was like, "Oh, that sounds like a porn star," or some shit he said. The feds are going to come down and ask Gerald what he knows about Marvin. You guys believe that?
They might.
I feel like, so I watched this 2 times, and I feel like that guy in the park was a cop.
You think so?
Yeah, it's just like, otherwise it'll be a plot hole. Like, just this random dude, like, because Tanner seems to be doing, like, in-depth investigations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if now he got leads on Rock, he probably got eyes on everybody else. So, you know, that could have been one of those, let's see if he confesses to at least knowing the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And and they didn't get nothing from him. But I don't think Gerald will be the catalyst to him going down. But I think some shit's going to happen in the next episode for sure.
I don't think he'll rat on him. I think he'll remember that Marvin saved his life. And he'll do what he knows Marvin would want him to do and just deny everything. But that there was a reason mm-hmm. for him, you know, coming up to Marvin in front of Gerald. You know what I mean? And even if this was a real life, present day situation, you called Marvin when you were in trouble. And he came and paid whatever he paid those guys to get off your back. And he got you up out of there. And you was looking bummy. Like, you couldn't have told me that that same guy that was in that motel room actually works at a job at a newspaper. And he's a newspaper editor and has his shit together. I would have thought that he was a bum that slept under a bridge or some shit. So, like, you was looking bad and Marvin saved you. So, I don't think he'll rat, but I definitely believe he'll be questioned.
Yeah, he may be questioned. But what does he really know? Like, what could he tell?
Exactly.
That would tip them off in some kind of way. Unless they threaten him and have him be a rat. But what does he know now that would assist them with whatever case?
Well, let's say they walk up to him and they say, hey, we saw you hanging with this guy. This is Marvin Thomas. He's wanted in this, this, and that. And then, you know, he's wanted in connection with, you know, the murder of Tony Deep, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in his head, he'll recall what happened at the park, and he'll be like, wait a minute, that's the same? And and that's not going to be a coincidence. Like, if he was to say, well, that's the same woman that some guy at the park was asking about, like, that may be enough information right there to continue to try to link him to Tony Deep. Like, you just get mistaken again for being in a relationship or you know, have something to do with this woman at this club that you worked at. Homeboy said, I walked in on you two hundreds of times. Like, that's not a mistake. He knows who, that the dude at the park knows who he is. And mm-hmm. Gerald questioned it. Like, what was up with that? You know what I mean? So that's not going to be something he's going to forget. Now, yes, he doesn't have any legit hard evidence, but it's definitely going to be something that sounds familiar to him that could possibly help out the police, you know?
Mm-hmm. Valid points.
Marvin also knows who these cops are that are fucking with Rock. I was happy that Marvin joined Rock when she went back to see Stefano, because Stefano tried to play her a little bit. You know what I mean? When he said she's making him nervous and he doesn't know if she wants to be in and out. I was thinking the exact same thing Marvin said. Like, what you mean you're nervous now? Like, you weren't before when you asked us to take out Sal, so what's up?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's mob etiquette, though. Like, I wouldn't just be open welcoming her.
Yeah, but yeah. Like Marvin said, you asked her to take out one of the leaders of one of the families.
As a way to get out.
Yeah, as a means.
That was her way to get out. The first
time.
I can understand why.
Because remember, they kidnapped them. They kidnapped her and Unique, remember?
Right. That's right.
And she was like, I'm out. Like, I'm done. He was like, what do you mean you're out? You don't just get out. Mm-hmm. Either you kill Sal or we gonna team up with Sal to kill you.
There you go. That I forgot about that. But okay. I understand that. I can see that now. But at the same time, like, she's serious about coming in, and don't know. I guess you changed my mind on that, because I wasn't saying he should automatically let her in, but stop giving so much resistance. Like, you guys have a relationship. You have a past. It's not like she's just somebody like that. It's not like she's Ronnie and she's like, yo, give me business. It's like, hey, listen, I was out. Things change. You know, Unique is missing. He's gone. We haven't confirmed if he's dead or not. The shit I was doing is not for me. I'm ready to get back in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could see Stefano's hesitancy about it, though. Because it's like, are you in, are you out? She might change her mind again and be like, I'm out.
Well, you know? he told her. He told her there is nothing. You ain't changing your mind after this. If you out, then you're dead.
Right. Yeah. True.
What do you guys think about the choreography of the Butter group? I thought they improved a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
I thought it was cute. That lady's just a bitch.
She's on a pebble shit.
Oh yeah, Pebbles and TLC. But I think that may be her style of coaching, though, to make them feel like it wasn't good enough, so that they will continue to improve.
Mm-hmm.
That could just be her way of trying to push them harder.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought they were cute.
I loved the song. I stopped it like while they were singing it, and I Shazammed it, and I was like, because I just wanted to see if it would pop up.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I found it on Apple Music. I was like, yo, this shit is hard. Listened to it a few times and then went back to the episode. But
nice.
Yeah, it was a nice song. I liked it too.
A real good song.
Yeah, I think even though she has an attitude, the chick that's supposed to be the leader, I like that decision.
Nah. So I think Jukebox fits it more. Because she's a bully. Like, all right, so my thing is this. There's two types of leaders. There's the leaders who take it by force, and there's the leaders who, like, actually know how to have a team together and
lead by example.
Yeah, just take that leadership role. You know what I mean? Like, there's a good picture of like a guy sitting on a throne and like his team is pulling him, and then the opposite end is like he's right there pulling with his team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect analogy for what I just said. And I feel like Jukebox, you see how she's helping the other girl rather than just beating her down.
Right.
This girl is just power hungry. I don't think that's a good leader.
No, it's not. Yeah. She might get kicked out. She's not
gonna get killed.
You know, I don't think they're gonna kill one of those chicks.
Nah, she ain't gonna get killed.
No,
the thing with me is kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
But the other girl that like Kanan, Aisha, now, she might get herself addicted to the high life. Think about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yo, did Marvin not know that Juke was asked to be in the army?
I don't think she didn't talk to him about that, did she?
So all that shit she was doing to get into the army, she was doing it on her own?
I think so.
Because the guidance counselor had told her like White Castle was hiring or some shit, right? And and then she went to being. I thought that was a conversation. I don't know why I thought that Marvin would have known about that already. But when she hid the letter from him, I'm thinking to myself, oh, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't think he knows about that. But even if he did know about that, I still think he's in the space where he's trying to be fully supportive of what she wants to do. I think he would still push her to continue with the music thing at this point.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, he looked like he was a little bit OD when he was like, yo, you got to put my daughter in the front. Like, none of the other girls' parents were there. So I understand he's being super supportive, but relax a little bit, dude.
Yeah, he's trying to be Matthew Knowles. He's trying to be like Matthew Knowles.
Mm.
He's doing a good job, though. I think that he's it's a whole different Marvin from when he called his daughter a lady flirt. Lebanese, exactly.
Yeah, he's definitely come a long way. And what he said, he wasn't wrong what he said, but I understand how that may, you know, that would cause friction for Juke in the group, as that Kanye, the lead girl, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Keisha. Or Crystal. Crystal was her name.
I don't know her name. I don't care. I don't think she's going to play a big role.
Right. I just didn't think that in the 90s they would want to make, because clearly everybody knows Juke is gay. So I don't think that they would want to make like a gay person like the leader of the group. Although they're kind of like on their TLC shit, and she could just be like a tomboy similar to T-Boz, because T-Boz was the lead of TLC, correct? And she could have easily easily been mistaken for being gay, but she was also cool at the same time. So I don't know. So is it making more sense to you guys why it looks like Juke is gonna choose the army and eventually law enforcement? Look what happened at the party. Look what's happening with the dance group. Like, I think that it's I don't think they're gonna continually drag this out into next season. I think that by the end of this season, we'll see why, we'll see Juke choose the army. What do you guys think?
Is it becoming clear?
Yes. I mean, when Kanan was at the party and she was looking at all those thugsters, she doesn't want to be around that. She didn't want to be at that party.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Maybe. I think we're getting some of those Easter eggs, you know, slowly, of her, what her stance is on that and how, like, strongly she feels about it. I think maybe once Kanan really, really gets in it, and he start really, really changing, I feel like something's going to happen to where she's just going to be disgusted and will want to be in law enforcement.
If we didn't have the foreshadowing initially, like knowing what she becomes in the future, I think we would see this as like a big dilemma, because she's killing it with the music thing. That lady is just an asshole, like Kim said. Mm-hmm. But you know, she's passionate about music. They introduced us to her as a music lover. So,
got you. Let's see. So now that Rock's back in the game, right? Is Ronnie's going to be competition, right? And maybe Kanan is too. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like Kanan and Ronnie are going to be on the same side. So it may be a, you know, Kanan versus his mom situation after all. Say whenever Ronnie finds out she's back in the game, though, he's really going to be trying to take her out.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit weird for me if Kanan is around. I mean, you might not like your mother, but you're not going to sit there and let Ronnie kill her. So when they were like, if we thought you were with Rock or whatever, we'd be talking to Rock. And then Ronnie was like, fuck Rock. And I thought Kanan would say something, but he didn't say anything.
He didn't.
No. Yeah, because, I mean, that's his mom. And yo, honestly, You could tell there's still a level of respect and a level of love there based on that situation with the lady from the
social worker, right? Because he could have told. Right.
Yeah, he could have told. I know that was strategic and he knew that wasn't in his best interest as well. But the conversations between them two, before she came and after she came, the nigga's just like, oh, like, oh, you still my mother, you know what I mean? Because anybody else, he would have stole off on her, or he would have made sure that, you know, like, they know that what they did was wrong. But I think he still got a little glimmer of love there. But also, he won't make money, so it's fuck Rock, but he's not gonna say it.
Exactly.
Right. I think that, like, He's not going to say it, and I agree with you, Leon, there is that level of respect, but I do think there's going to be a point where just like in this episode, he's not going to say it, but he's not going to check nobody else for saying it either. Like, he's not going to participate, but I don't think he's gonna push back and be like, yo, that's my mom's, chill. I don't
know. Which is just as bad.
Yeah, exactly. So there may be some plans or some moves that Ronnie might try to make to take her out. I don't know if Kanan will stop it. I don't know. I guess we'll see, but it could be that situation where he does love and respect her, but he also not stopping it either, because, you know, Rock be doing some shit.
Yeah, but Ronnie is not aware of the internal beef that Rock and Kanan have, right? So, and he, and not having that information, that should make it even more of a risk of him saying that. And he just doesn't give a fuck. He's going to say whatever he wants, whether Kanan is sitting there or not. That's, to me, I don't know. Kanan's got to step in at some point and say, hey, listen, man, I know you and my mom's got beef or whatever like that, but we gotta figure a way out to move this business forward without you having so much hate for my moms.
I don't know whatever.
Yeah, no way.
I don't think we'll see enough yet.
I don't see that.
So you think they just gonna? You think Kanan is gonna continue to sit around and let Ronnie talk crazy about Rock?
Well, here's the thing. I think Ronnie tested it out. He tested the waters, and Kanan ain't shit. So now he knows he can talk shit about Rock in front of Kanan. Kanan's not gonna say anything. But I just don't think Kanan's gonna intervene. I think he's just gonna let things happen.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I also don't think that. I don't think Ronnie's hatred is what it seems like. It's just like business shit. It's like, man, fuck her. Like, because it wasn't fuck her. Let me go murder her when you know, Unique was alive. It was, nigga, you were working under her thumb now. Like, I didn't. She's the competition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think the nigga just wanted to hustle again. Like, nobody said this yet, but the nigga smiled twice this episode. Smiled.
Ronnie?
When?
Damn, I missed that.
Yes.
When? I missed it.
All right, so look. I couldn't wait to get on the pod to talk about this. The nigga said, I'm throwing a party tonight. And Kanan was like, I don't think I'm going to want to be there. And then
right, and he looked at him and said, everybody want to be there.
But look, watch it again. That nigga smirked. And he was like, oh, everybody gonna want to be there. Trust me.
Nah, I think you're imagining it.
Watch it. And the second time was when he came to the apartment. He's like, you got work, little nigga. Yo, he was so happy to have work.
Nah.
He was so happy. I'm not telling you. The nigga didn't click his heels. That's not what I'm saying. We got a smirk out of him, is what I'm saying. Like, you saw teeth. We ain't seen this nigga teeth for the past 6 episodes.
No, we seen his teeth when he be tight lip, be talking.
Telling you, rewatch them 2 scenes that I mentioned, and y'all will see it. Yo, he was so. It's like you wish Tommy from Martin had the type of ambition that Ronnie had, man. He was so happy to have work.
I'm watching this shit now.
I gotta run that back because I did not.
I'm gonna try to rewind to the exact part you're talking about while we were recording.
I couldn't wait to talk to y'all about it. I thought somebody else is gonna catch it too.
I did not see that. To me, his face was still stoic, even when he was like, "You're gonna want to be there." Like the second
right.
Time,
that's what I figured.
I didn't catch the smirk.
He smirked.
I have to run it back too because I surely would have noted that.
I don't know if it was like a smile, like I'm happy. I think it was a, you must not know type shit. Like everybody wanted to be there. I don't think Ronnie is ever, I don't think Ryan's going to be happy until he's like a gazillionaire.
Until he controls all the streets.
Yo, and going back to the social worker at home with Rock and Kanan, I was shocked when she was like, I'm okay with hearing what I heard when I came up here because children need to be disciplined type shit. Like, she hasn't said anything to me yet that makes me not agree with what she's doing. Like, I'm shocked that she's doing it this way. I thought that she would be one of those people that's like, oh, you guys were arguing. I have to report this back to my supervisor. You know what I mean? I thought she was going to be on some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. I think she just don't want to do extra work. That's paperwork. I think she's like, okay, well, y'all seem okay, cool. Just like how a lot of times police officers don't want to really, they don't want to work. Like, they might stop you or whatever. They won't write you a ticket or whatever. They don't want to do paperwork.
I don't get that vibe from her, though. I thought it was going to get to the point, and I put this in my notes, too. We're lucky that this is happening on Raising Kanan, because if this was happening on Book 2, you know that social worker would be dead, right?
Yeah.
They would have 1,000% killed her and, like, buried her somewhere. Like, that's the type of shit that the difference between, in my opinion, Book 2 and Raising Kanan. Like, there's no extra unnecessary, extravagant, silly shit going on. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like they would have killed that social worker because the way they killed the cop, the way the daughter set the cop up and Monet killed the cop in the house. You know what I mean?
Kevin.
That's because the cop was meddling.
What is the social worker doing?
I don't think she's meddling to that degree.
No.
I haven't seen her and looked at her and said she's a problem. She's going to be a problem for them at all. I feel like she's letting them get off easy. So there was no reason to put her down unless she started meddling like the cop was doing in Ghost.
Right.
Now she comes back and she starts asking a lot of questions and starts meddling and start putting some things together, then yeah, she got to go. I just feel like the two situations are a little different.
Gotcha. I'm looking at the scene right now, by the way.
I was trying to, but my internet is...
Nah. Hey, yo, I disagree.
It's not there, is it?
Nah, it's not. Listen, first of all,
you can't be, because we would have noticed.
Because everybody gonna want to be there.
Nah, he wasn't. To me, he wasn't.
What, the smirk?
Yeah, nah, it wasn't.
Yo, watch it, man.
I'm literally looking at it.
No, it was one of them. It was one of them. Like, bro, it even feels like he kind of broke character and he realized it because he had a little tight lip after. Like, yo, I'm telling you, I know I'm not bugging. I watched this shit pretty late, but I know I'm not bugging, yo. He smirked. He was like,
he smirked with his eyes.
There was a little sense of like happiness there. It was like, everybody gonna want to be there. I don't know. Nah. Maybe it's because like I'm chipper and I'll notice when somebody is like
almost chipper because he wasn't there. He wasn't quite there.
No. Hell no. Chipper, hell no. No. In no way, shape, or form was he chipper.
Right.
But I feel like there was a little glimmer there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm bugging. If I'm bugging, I'm bugging. Let the people decide. Yeah, what about the other scene? Did you get a chance to watch
that? Oh, the one where he had to work? Where he came in with the H?
Work, nigga.
I'm going to fast forward to that one and see that one. Because that one, I would believe he's smiling more because that was his end goal, get work. So I'm gonna go take a look at that shit right now. But in the meantime, I got some yes or no questions for you guys. Question number one, okay. Does Paul make it through the season?
No. I don't see it for him.
I don't see the purpose of getting rid of him unless he's the problem.
No.
You say no, like he's going to die?
So we got three no's on Paul?
If it's just a yes or no, no. I can give reasons why, but if we're going to just keep it yes or no, no.
We'll go back to the reasons why after. I got two more for y'all.
Gotcha.
Does Fame make it through the season?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to pass for that one. Yes.
Does Lou make it through the season?
No.
No,
I don't see it for Lou.
No.
Okay, so listen, I'm at the part that you were talking about. He does have a big smile on his face as he's handing. Yeah. That's his first smile right there. As much as he could, he smiled. It was a Ronnie smile, you know what I mean? When he handed him the work and said, time to go to work, nigga. So why don't you think Paul's going to make it through this season, Leon?
So remember, I was hesitant. We talked about it a couple times and y'all brought it up. And I said, there's no reason for him to die, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't see it being by the hands of Kanan, but Ronnie popping up while Paul is in the scene,
yes,
has happened way too many times. And yes, we know this nigga to be a wild card.
Yes.
And we see that there's a bit of tension mm-hmm. between the couriers and Kanan. So, you know, like Kanan just being a nice nigga, he's like, yo, just do the work for him. I'll mm-hmm. take care of you. Da da da. Ronnie's not going to be that lenient. I'm like, right. Hey, fuck you.
Right. That I agree
so
with.
I could see Paul getting out of here.
I could see Ronnie throwing him out of a window. what do you think about that, Kim?
I think those are valid points. I can see it. If it goes that way, if we're throwing Ronnie in as the person to take him out, then I understand. I just don't think he's that big of a problem right now for like Kanan to take him out, but I could see Ronnie maybe doing it.
Fame, what do we think about him?
I'm on the fence with Fame. I mean, I said, yeah.
First of all, where's he going to live now? Because he was kicked out of his own crib.
He's staying at a loose spot.
That's just crazy to me, though.
Yeah, you couldn't. I don't give a fuck how scary you are, nigga. You scary these fists.
Exactly.
Not, nigga, you don't live here. What the
right.
fuck?
Like, exactly.
No, you got 5 minutes exactly. to not be here.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, it's funny because I was listening to this other podcast talk about Power, and they have people like call in and shit, right? And this one listener mm-hmm. of that podcast I was listening to called in, and he talked about how short the character that plays Kanan is, right? And he said that guy is looking up to everybody he's in the scene with. So now every scene I'm watching with Kanan in it, I'm looking at the height difference between him and the people he's talking to. Rock is taller than him, Patina Miller. And the guy who plays Fame is taller than him. So as he was shoving the bag in his chest and saying, you got 5 minutes to be out of here. Like, his fucking head is at a 90 degree angle. Like, you're looking up to me, talking to me, dude. Get your little ass the fuck out my face.
He looks like, in person, he looks like a kid.
Right.
Like, he is really small.
Yeah, so that.
But he's stocky.
No, he's not even stocky. You know how camera is, you know,
right? They're just making them look bigger. They probably got shooting from like different angles and shit, making them look bigger.
I mean,
and he's also in baggy clothes,
right?
Because I saw him 3 years ago, so I know a lot can change in 3 years, so mm-hmm. he might be bigger now. But when I first saw him, I was like, that's a kid. Like, how old is he? Like 16? How old is he?
I think he's young, way younger than Michael Rainey.
Yeah,
and Michael Rainey is like 22 now. Maybe 23.
Yeah. He is a small 23? Guy.
He's probably 23 now. Yeah. And also...
You're talking about Michael Rainey, right?
Yeah. Michael Rainey's kind of tall. Remember, he actually got taller than Ghost. He actually was taller than Omari Harrick by the time it was all said and done.
Oh, yeah. He had a growth spurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, he got taller than Tasha quick.
He grew.
Yeah.
His face was fat in the beginning of Power. Like he had like baby fat on his face. Right. I was watching like early Power. I just like stumbled upon it one day. I was like, damn, we was really rocking with them for a decade, bro.
Bro, like in early Power, Tasha sounds like a cartoon character. Like her voice. Like there was a change in all of the characters, like their appearance, their voices, like everything. What do we think about Lou? And a wild card question, does Detective Howard make it out? Because he killed Detective Burke, and it looks like he's going to get the captain to put him in a different department. He may be one of the only characters, if he survives this, in Power history to get a happy ending. And I don't think that happens for a lot of people. So I'm not sure if Detective Howard's going to make it out this season. Like, you killed your partner. That's getting swept under the rug, and you're going to be placed into a different department to never be bothered again by this situation. I don't think it's going to roll like that. You guys think Howard's going to make it out of the season alive?
No.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It depends. He's got to be, I think his role has got to be a little bigger. He's got to be making bigger moves right now in order for him to make it out. Because right now he's just like going back telling Rock shit. But I mean, he did take Burke out, but I don't know. What else can he do to help the situation?
What else can he do? I don't see him getting killed, but that happy ending is a dub. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is because exactly what Kim just said. He's a mole. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the feds is baiting him with certain things.
Right, right.
To see
right.
how it plays out.
Right.
You know? It's like, okay, well, let's throw him. Like, I think the Marvin thing was actually serious, mm-hmm. but I also feel like it's kill two birds with one stone. Because if the information do get back, then it's like, all right, we got a mole. Tanner's going to be like, he's the only one that I told.
Right, da-da-da. He's the only guy that I knew. What do you think about towards the end, Lou going to Scrap's mother and telling him or telling her what happened?
I think it's a big no-no.
Yeah, I think that's dumb, and that's the shit that's going to get him killed.
That's a big fuck up. He was not, he's not supposed to talk about that. He definitely is not supposed to go tell Scrap's mom.
Right, of all people.
Because she's about to be all over it. And she's about to really blow up the spot if they believe her.
Yeah, I don't think that
Did y'all a... stop watching the previews? Did we, like, agree to not watch the previews?
No. I saw the preview.
I saw the preview. Oh, okay.
Now, when I watch it on Stars for some reason, I watch on the Stars app. Mm-hmm. They don't show the next episode, so a lot of times when I see the preview, it's like after the recording. But what happened on the preview that you guys saw?
I went on YouTube and watched the next preview, and Marvin was yoking Lou up. I don't think Marvin gonna pull the trigger, but something gonna happen to him for that because Scrap's mom went to the police, but. Mm-hmm. That is going to be big.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
There's no way it can't be big.
He gonna either have to sit down for it or he gonna get killed. One of them.
Do you think that if he had not been that drunk, he would have done that?
Ah, good question.
It was eating away at his conscience. He would have had to do that.
I feel like the alcohol amplified it though. Like, I feel like if he wasn't drunk, he wouldn't have made that decision. But he was, like, pissy drunk.
Right. They really wanted to drive home the fact that dude was, like, under the influence.
He was, like, stumbling out of the car.
Right.
But then it's like, okay, so what else might he tell people at this point?
Right. I think they might do him the way Ghost used to do people that he felt like he couldn't trust. Like, go away. Here's some money. Forget about this music. We don't want to see you no more. If we mm-hmm. see you, you're done. Like, take this money and go away. Just go away. You violated. We're not going to kill you because you're family, but that's a violation. You got to go.
I'm interested to see, like, what the fallout is and what they're going to do about that. Because
damn, so the moms went to the cops? Yeah,
she definitely
boy.
Was at the precinct.
That's crazy.
I mean, of course she's there. I mean, hell, she was this damn snitch to begin with.
Right, she
so
was.
She's very familiar with going to the police station.
Right, that's nothing new. There's nothing new to her.
She's about to really be trying to push this.
Right. And she can't end up dead now, so maybe they're going to have to pay her to, like, walk away. You know what I mean?
Did y'all see that happening, though? Like, did y'all see... I didn't see that happening. I didn't see or envision...
Lou doing that?
Yeah.
Me neither.
I thought the nigga was talking to a therapist.
I did too. I was like, oh, this nigga's in therapy. And then the way he was talking was kind of like.
And then I'm like, oh, you dickhead.
Right. Yeah. And they, you know, the camera work was really smart there because it was just him in the chair. So I was like, well, maybe he's talking to a therapist. And I was like, these street niggas ain't going to see no therapist. But I was like, oh, well, maybe. Because the way he was talking, he wasn't really dropping names or anything. He was speaking kind of vaguely, but we knew what he was saying.
Right.
So then I was like, well, shit, maybe he's talking to himself. I don't know. He's drunk as shit. But then when the camera panned to her, then I was like, oh, shit. And it took me a minute to even realize that was Scrap's mom.
I knew it was the mother only because of when they show the previews in the beginning of the episode. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, in the beginning of the episode, they showed Marvin and Tony, right? If it wasn't, they'll pretty much let you know what's going to happen. So they referenced Marvin and Tony, so I knew something would come up with that. And then they showed us Rock saying to Lou, it wasn't even Scrap, it was his mom. So I'm like, at some point, Bat's going to come up. And we were very, very close toward the end. So, like, you know, I knew that that was the moms. Sometimes I wish Power wouldn't do that, where they did, where they don't remind us what happened previously. Because at this point, I don't know how many new viewers you're going to see, but 90% of the viewers, I would say, are already invested. So we don't have to know what happened previously because we already know. You know what I mean? So it kind of like spoils the episode a bit when they go to previously on Raising Kanan sometimes for me.
Maybe.
Yeah, I see why you would say that, but for me, it's up to me trying to figure out the Easter egg as to why they showed such an old ass scene.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you don't ever know in what capacity it's gonna appear in the episode either.
Right.
Or how impactful it will be to the episode. So it does give you a little hint, but it doesn't, I don't feel spoiled. Like I don't end up feeling like, damn, they spoiled it for me.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
It's like when they brought Gerald back. Remember when they brought Gerald back and then they were like previously on Raising Kanan and they showed Gerald and Marvin like shaking hands and saying, you know, we can be friends or some dumb shit. It was that when they were in that anger management meeting. Like at that point, I knew that we would see Gerald in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Man, I can't wait for next week.
Same here.
You and me both.
Like, what?
This was a good episode.
It was a good post, like mid break, whatever.
Yeah.
Episode, I think. But I'm just like, damn, what's going to happen to Lou now?
He's out of here.
That's bad.
He's out of here.
That's bad.
And then you know what too? We also didn't discuss this. Rock is gonna really have it up to here with him. Cause she tried and then you do this shit? Because she was already pissed at the fucking she was pissed at the damn basement was getting flooded. She was like, yo, what the fuck am I doing?
Right.
This the shit that I'm supposed to be doing? I'm a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Oof. Sad story.
Somebody is gonna get paid to go away. They're either gonna pay the mother to go away. Lou's gonna get paid to go away because the both of them, especially the mother. The mother can't end up dead after already going to the cops and being a CI, a confidential informant. She can't end up dead. That's gonna draw right back to Rock. So maybe she can get paid to leave town, you know what I mean? And the story can be, hey, whoever killed my son, I'm in fear. I don't wanna die, I'm leaving. You know what I mean? But she can't end up dead. I can't see that happening.
I do think we're gonna, I mean, Unique was a significant death, but I think somebody else gotta go too.
Yeah, in the beginning of the season. Yeah, in the beginning of the season, I couldn't see either brother going, but it's looking like there's going to be a chase between Marvin and the police now since they're on to him and they gave his picture to Howard. Marvin's going to be around for a while. I don't know if it's going to be the same for Lou because I know the music thing, music and drugs is kind of synonymous, like you said, Leon, but it's really not much storyline for Lou. You know what I mean? Like, he can be killed off.
I agree.
Fairly easily.
I agree too.
Like, where do we go from here type shit? We just gonna see him be drunk and then sober and then drunk and then sober.
Right. Like, I was tired of it.
Shit no more.
I was tired of that shit.
Gun no more. So, they gonna pick up a gun to his ass.
Right.
Right. And then, like, is the music thing he's doing at that bar gonna be that exciting and riveting for the storyline? Like, not.
And then the only connection to these characters that Fame has is Lou, right? I don't see unless Fame and because Jukebox really wanted to know what happened between him and what happened between Fame and Kanan. So maybe there'll be some connection there between Juke and Fame. She really wants to know what happened. She was really interested in that. But if Lou goes, what's the point of Fame? He's going to have to go too.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel like this season, I don't know. I'm feeling like this season is like cleaning house. It's like just getting rid of dead weight.
Right. Because they brought in Ronnie. I don't even know why they brought Dean back. You brought Dean back just to kill him.
They brought him back just to kill his ass.
Right, but we wouldn't have been worried about him. Like, if he wasn't dead, we would have been just fine with not seeing Dean again. I don't think anybody would have been like, where's Dean? We need to see him. Like, they brought him back to kill him. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that kind of like...
Yeah, but they needed that. You know why they needed that?
Why?
It became... No, not even the closure. They needed that to create conflict with Unique and Ronnie. And then that to help Rock draw the conclusion that it was Ronnie
to Unique. Gotcha.
Because think about it. If Ronnie just killed a random nigga,
mm-hmm.
and Unique is like, oh, he killed this random nigga at the club, she forgets about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Dean is a big player.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they mentioned Unique and Dean in the same sentence twice this episode.
Right.
Okay.
Rock talked about it, and then
Howard talked about it to Rock.
Marvin right. talked about it. Exactly. Yeah. And Marvin talked about it. He was like, damn. So I feel like it was necessary. It's kind of crazy that the nigga died the same way he did in The Wire, but...
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that video. That's crazy. Well, nah, I know why he got choked out, though, right?
Yeah, but the Kim has sent me a post on Twitter, and it was kind of crazy watching it again.
He
made the same facial expressions and
right,
shit.
Right. He both.
Yeah, they did like a.
And he got snuck up on behind. Yeah. He got snuck up on from behind.
Right. I think we tapped on everything.
No, we did not.
What's up?
And I'm ashamed.
What else do we have to cover?
Juliana doing the side deal with Ronnie. Uh-oh. We talked about her becoming her trying to do shit on her own so she could over. She said, "This is just me and you. My cousin knows nothing."
Mm-hmm.
That's major, y'all.
Is it major?
Absolutely.
Why is that major though? Because I mean, either way, she's gonna have to find somebody to give work to if Unique is. Well, Unique was never a play, but yeah, she's going to have to find somebody to give work to, and it just happens to be Ronnie. The cousin doesn't even know about that.
Yeah, but he didn't want to do business with him. So the her going behind his back is going to cause contention.
But he'll never know. Remember, though.
She was just in front of the store. Like she wasn't nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
She was just in front of the store. They made her into Griselda Blanco.
Basically, or they're trying to.
Exactly. So that's going to be something for sure.
It could be. I've been surprised at how receptive she's been of Ronnie.
All she wanted him to do was take out Unique.
Facts.
Yeah, that's true.
Facts.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out too.
Like I said, I think the feds are going to run down on Gerald. I don't think he's going to give anything up. They brought Gerald back for a reason. Yes, he works for the magazine. Maybe he'll also help the group Butter do something. But I said, I don't have anything else.
Nope, me neither.
All right. Thank you, crew. I will see you guys next week. Enjoy your week.
You too. See you later.
Peace.
All right, take care. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.